have as my guest two nurses from the Ellis Medical Center, right? Hospital.
Yep.
And your name is?
My name's Fred DeRocher.
And you are?
Kathy Dawson.
And right. Kathy Dawson. How y'all doing?
Good.
Good, thank you.
So they had a big protest out here, and I see y'all had a lot of people, a lot of red.
Yeah?
Yep.
So tell me something about this. You know, what's going on?
So
why y'all did?
We're out here today. I'm a registered nurse. I work in the ER crisis unit for 28 years. But we're out here today, basically, now I'm losing my thought process here.
We've been negotiating for
over a year.
Months, yeah.
Okay. And we're very, you know, we're here, we're frustrated. And that's what you're seeing out here on the lines, the picket lines. The nurses are frustrated. And we're also a little bit disappointed with Trinity Ellis Management.
Uh-huh.
We've been negotiating, like she said, for over a year, over 26 sessions, and we have not been able to come to agreement. We don't feel they're offering us fair contracts. We feel they're cutting benefits. They say our benefits were actually too good, so they had to cut them. Yes, too good for the Capital Region.
Yep.
In comparison to the Capital Region. Their wage increases aren't fair. They want us to abandon our pensioners on a frozen pension. They want us to sell this pension plan off to a third party where, like the St. Clair's pensioners, they would be, there would be no 100% guarantee with these pensioners. So it's stuff like that that's very frustrating with us. There are also the ratios that we have negotiated in the contract. They've handed into the state for the nurse, so one nurse to three in the ER, one nurse to four on the med-surg floors and psych floors. They want to increase all those numbers. Even though they're actively not following what the ratios are right now, they want to increase them in the contract. When it's proven to me, when you increase those numbers, one nurse to five patients in the ER, six, seven, eight patients on the floors, that you worsen their outcomes. And
right.
You make it's more unsafe for the patient, and it's also terrible for the nurse. You can't retain any of the new nurses because of the environment in there. We have less nurses working than we did in 2020.
Correct.
We have less beds throughout the hospital, the ER, the inpatient units, than we did in 2020. So if a pandemic were to happen tomorrow, this hospital is in a worse situation than it was to handle a pandemic in 2020 with no knowledge that just happened.
So they, not laying off people, but if people leave, they're not
exactly
replacing them.
Exactly. So, you know, they've had opportunities to keep the ratios better, perfect, and they have not chosen to do so. Currently, they have a number of agency nurses in the emergency room that they just got a bunch of them in the last month. And with that influx of staff for them, even though they're agency, they cut the hours for the regular workers to extra hours for the regular workers and maintain the ratios way over what they're supposed to be. They maintain them at 1 to 5. So, you know, without even trying to create a better environment for the people that are working.
Now, what reason are they giving for doing all this? Are they saying? Yeah.
Well, not that they're saying. My thought on what they're... Well, they're all about economics.
Economic money.
As what we can afford and stuff like that. And they'll say there's less patients, but there aren't. There's still quite a lot of patients coming in. If you go into our ER right now, there's a lot of admitted patients that hold down in the ER. But they're about the economics. They're a $1 billion corporation, Trinity, that is taking over a not-for-profit and trying to squeeze every cent out of it, you know, in whatever way they can. And you look at Burdette down in Troy, in Spernick, and the same, that's what's happened to them. And we don't want that to happen here. That's another reason why we're out fighting for that.
One of the things they want to do is replace the regular staff with per diem nurses and have them work basically full-time hours without benefits, but at a higher rate of pay.
Right.
That's unacceptable.
Right.
Unacceptable.
Now, you're taking this to the community too now, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Right, and what have been some of the response when y'all went out?
People are shocked and surprised when they find out what's going on because they really don't think that it's a problem or that, I don't think people, you don't think about the hospital until you need the hospital, you know, until someone's injured or sick.
Does it mean that when somebody comes in the hospital,
they think it's automatically going to be there, it's automatically going to be staffed well, and then you come in and, you know, you have long waits in the ER, you have a nurse So you think it's an emergency, but to that nurse, you're her fifth priority. And I've got, you know, four other things to do before I can come back to you. So you're frustrated, you're mad at the nurse that's there. So it's a very hard environment. You go up to the floor and say it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and you're like, where is that nurse? Well, she's got seven other patients that she's trying to take care of. You know, and it's just a one person. So, you know, it's the stress level causes such burnout in people to leave.
Right.
There's not, they like to say there's a nursing shortage, but it was said earlier today that it's not a nursing shortage. It's a shortage of nurses willing to work in the hospital because they don't want the stress and the burnout.
Now, you said something about they took some things back from you. You know, they like from you that you had, and they say your benefits were so good. They took some. Now, they could do that based on the fact that you had a prior contract?
Yes. Yeah, they can negotiate.
They
yeah. And they, you know, so they're trying to negotiate new, you know, health benefits with, you know, worse deductibles and stuff like that, and taking away sick time to change it and stuff like
that. Extended time that people
yeah.
have.
Yep.
But it seems like it should be some kind of a law against that. I mean, you got the prior contract, and it shouldn't, everything should remain in place until you get a new contract.
Correct.
So they're just...
Right, so it's in place for us. So nothing's changed because of our contract. Nothing's changed, and we have to agree to it. And we don't agree with it. That's why we're out here. But for some of the other workers, I mean, even some of those security guards up there right now, their benefits and all that changed January 1st. They had no say in it.
Yep.
No say in any, you know, benefits from just, you know, their health insurance changes to higher deductibles. Paying more yearly, they say they reduce the cost, but it's actually you pay it twice more a year, so the cost is more. Limiting their pharmacy usage and stuff like that, so it gets much more expensive in certain pharmacies.
So what is the staff here, nurses?
What's the staff?
Yeah, you know, how many people on this, how many workers?
How many nurses?
Yeah.
We're what, 400?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure of that.
The numbers change a lot. So each
hospital will negotiate their own contract. Like,
correct.
All
yep.
been, y'all got to get to
the well, we've been doing that. Like, right. We've been having monthly meetings of all the area area hospitals to help each other out.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them are, like, oh, I believe Albany Med will be negotiating a new contract soon. So we're working on, like, supporting each other as institutions. Yeah. So we can get fair contracts.
Right. So when they
glad to be here, man. Keep it up. Keep it up.
Yep.
Thanks.
Because when they go for separate hospitals, they can work on here and cut this one.
Correct.
And then they, oh well, like you said, they said y'all benefits was more better than Albany.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, according to their words, is they compared our benefit package to the region, and they felt we were above average, so they decided to cut some of it. So instead of bringing the region up,
right,
kind of, you know, I don't know how that recruits nurses to come work here. I don't know how that recruits anybody to come work here.
One of the reasons that I actually came here 8 years ago was because their pay was better and their benefits were better. That's a big recruitment piece. Like,
yep.
I had really good health care, really good paid time off, really good rate of pay, and they just want to eliminate that.
Yep.
People
then,
won't come
you know,
for
if
that.
You throw, if they would be able to advertise, if they had great staffing ratios and they were committed to their staffing ratios and create a better work environment, that would be a great recruitment tool, but also a retention tool.
Right.
A lot of, nurses, all of us in the hospital, all those guys, they're trying to do their best, and that's what they became a nurse for, to do their best. You know, you didn't do it to be stressed out and to feel, not feel like you're able to complete your job on a daily basis. So it's very frustrating for nurses up there.
So you did this today. What are the next steps? I mean, what do you plan to do after this?
We'll go back to negotiations again and see where if there's any movement.
So
if
are
there's
you not planning any more rallies or demonstrations?
Nothing at this. We don't have anything set. Yeah.
Nothing set in stone.
Yes, you'll be back out. You got a protest.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
And your name again?
Kathy Dawson.
And you'll be?
I'm a registered nurse in the operating room. I'm on the executive committee, and I'm also on the NYSNA board of directors.
I'm Fred Rocher, registered nurse at the Ellis ER crisis unit, and I'm also on the executive committee at the hospital.
All right, thank you again.
Yeah. We also have a pamphlet for the community. We would like people to sign up to send an email. If I can give you the pamphlet or whatever.
Well,
if you
the, tell the people on here.
I don't know.
If they go online or anything, and if they're anything online, they can go online.
Yeah. Yes, there's a, I think there's, a, is that the one with the QR code, right?
Yeah, can they go online and, you know, fill out a petition or something?
Yep.
Yeah, just tell them.
They can go online to bit.ly/ellis/medicine.letter. And send that. It'll prompt you through some things to send to the CEOs of Ellis Medicine and the St. Peter's Trinity.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.